Earthquakes. An earthquake is a sudden release of tension in the Earth's crust. The Earth's crust is made up of many large sections called tectonic plates. Even though we can't usually feel any movement, these plates are constantly changing position. They grind against each other, slip by each other, and bump into each other. When the stress builds up to a certain point, a sudden slip occurs. Seismic vibrations, called shock waves, are felt on the surface of the Earth. The strongest vibrations occur at the epicenter of an earthquake. The epicenter is on the surface of the Earth, directly above the earthquake's starting point, or rupture. Below the surface of the Earth, this area of rupture is called the hypocenter. Vibration waves move in every direction away from the epicenter. These waves occur both on the Earth's surface, ground rolls, and below the surface, body waves. The first major movement is called the main shock. Smaller vibrations that occur after are called aftershocks. The lines where the plates touch are called faults. Plates can move toward each other, the convergent boundary, away from each other, the divergent boundary, or past each other, the transform boundary. Earthquakes occur underwater too. Underwater earthquakes form in the same way, but the plates are located under the ocean. A strong underwater earthquake can create a tsunami or tidal wave. Some of the deadliest earthquakes in history have originated underwater. Modern seismologists use the moment magnitude scale, MMS, to measure the intensity of earthquakes. This is an adaptation of the Richter scale, which was developed in 1935. The MMS measures the total energy released by an earthquake, whereas the Richter scale only measures the height of a seismic wave. To determine the size of an earthquake, the MMS takes into account the fault's rupture, slippage, and resulting waves. Seismographs, which are located at weather reporting stations, indicate the size of the waves. Some earthquakes only result in small tremors felt near the epicenter. Others are so strong they knock down entire buildings. Certain parts of the world are more prone to earthquakes due to their closeness to faults. These areas are typically near the edges of continents or in the middle of oceans. Earthquakes are common in Japan, Nepal, India, Ecuador, and the Philippines. In North America, Mexico, California, and British Columbia are the most at risk. Building standards in these earthquake zones are very strict.